Freckleface fidgeted beside her mother. Her long red braids swung with motion. They got the red from Dad's side of the clan, though he kept his hair shaved so short you couldn't tell if it was blonde, brown, or red. She envied Mom's blonde curls locks, thick as a lion's mane. At 11 years old, she'd grown almost as tall as Mom's shoulders. Mom looked amazing. Her golden tresses cascaded across straight shoulders and down her back. She gazed lovingly at Dad. Handing her a silver-wrapped box with a glittery ribbon sparkling in the evening sunset, Mom eased the cover of the small black velvet box, revealing the diamond ring. Friends and neighbors oohed and awed as she accepted the anniversary gift from her towering spouse. "Oh, Wade, you didn't have to," she blushed, then peeled the ribbon off and stuck a manicured nail beneath the paper's edge to open it.
"Of course I did, Tess. I wanted to mark our 15th as a special date. You deserve the best for putting up with all of us."
He beamed at his wife with a hand gesture pointing out Freckles and her little brother, Ross. Dad wasn't much trouble for Mom, far as Freckles knew. She tried not to be a pain in her parents' necks, though it was tough being good all the time. Ross was another story. He knew how to schmooze Mom into an adoring mood, but he sometimes danced on Freckles' last nerve. The munchkin had an adorable side, but he vied for her attention constantly, sticking to her like the tiny leech had stuck to her ankle when they waded in a murky lake last summer. Ross's strawberry blonde head ducked between Mr. and Mrs. Neal. He gave a quick wave, then darted toward a group of his friends to continue playing. Obviously, diamonds were of little interest to a 6-year-old psycho brat. Freckles loved the little tyke, but he was challenging and knew how to push her buttons. If she said the sun was shining, he'd complain it was getting ready to rain. Brenda and Stan Neal, her best friend Blondie's parents, laughed at Ross's antics, then rejoined the group, gawking at Mom's new piece of glitz. Mr. Neal always had a smile on his face. It was one reason Freckles loved him like a second dad. He was shorter than Dad's tall frame at around 5'10". Instead of the short hair Dad sported, Mr. Neal's was a ring of thinning brown surrounding a shiny balding dome. Where Mom was an average height, but Mrs. Neal was shorter with a softer frame, not fat, lovably plump. Thick brown curls bounced at shoulder length beautifully. Like her husband, she was a second mom to Freckles. Mom's rock sparkled like the sun in the sky. Shoot, it was the biggest darn gem Freckles had ever seen. Removing the jewel from its container, Mom slid that baby on her slim finger. The enormous bauble limped sideways, hanging like a shriveled grape on the vine.
"I figured it was too large, Tess. I'm sorry, baby. The jeweler said we can bring it in and he'll resize it to fit perfectly."
Slight disappointment flickered across Mom's face, then disappeared. She glowed at Dad. Geez, she hated it when they got all gushy like that. Dad pulled Mom into his arms. She threaded hers around his neck, standing on tiptoes to reach his bent head as his lips covered hers. He lifted Mom off her feet and held her against him as they continued to embarrass Freckles. Her face heated at the spectacle her parents were making in front of their friends. The adults seemed to enjoy the show, but a glance at Blondie showed she understood Freckles' attitude. Blondie cocked her head toward the back fence and winked. Her curly ponytail bounced as she moved. Freckles nodded, spun, and ducked between two ogling adults to escape the crowd. Mom's voice sounded behind her. "Thank you, Wade. I'll put it in the box right here on the cake table while I dish out the cake. Everyone can get a look at it. I'll put it away later. Come on, you guys, eat up." A roar of voices sounded. People began grabbing cake or clearing dishes from the potluck table, helping Mom with cleanup and stowing their leftovers and empty containers in their cars. Dad shouted over the crowd,
"Grab cake in your chairs, everyone. Fireworks start in 15 minutes.